Dr. Summer, have you ever seen Star Trek The Next Generation and the episodes that feature what they call a holodeck?
By the time Next Generation came up, I was sort of in college and grad school and I didn't own a television, so I kind of missed that, unfortunately.
Okay. There's a deck on the ship where basically the computer can recreate historical scenes and persons and so on, and you just go in there, and even though you're in like a 20 by 20 foot room, it seems like you're in a whole different world and you're interacting with all these people and so on. And these people can punch you out and talk to you and so on. And I mean, what are those people? Ostensibly, they're just projections produced by the computer, but it could really be the computer, like the computer is alive, or could be an alien or anything else. And if you just put a person in there who didn't know how it worked, they would just say straightforwardly that all those beings have bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You can touch them, you can see them, you can hear them, maybe you can smell them or taste them. And that's just all they mean. It's all just perceptual. There's no big metaphysical point being made there. They're just going off of experience.
Maimonides might want to say something similar, or arguably he does say something similar about the term that's used in the Bible for the fiery, intensely bright body of God. The term in Hebrew is kavod. It's usually translated as God's presence or God's glory, though I think that in ancient Hebrew, it can really actually refer to God's body. Now, what Maimonides would say is that's a created thing that people perceive because God creates it so that they will perceive it, but that's not actually literally the presence of God. In other words, God can create a perception in the mind of whatever human being God wants to, and that thing might not necessarily have metaphysical reality. Maimonides has to confront the fact that actually the truth of the matter is once you realize that the biblical authors do believe that God has a body, the evidence is everywhere. And then so Maimonides has to spend about a third to almost a half of his great philosophical work, The Guide for the Perplexed, explaining away all those biblical verses that seem to refer to God as having a body. One of the ways he does so is to say that these are created perceptions, but they don't have metaphysical reality. I have to admit, I myself kind of wonder about that explanation, because even for those of us who genuinely believe in God, all metaphysical reality is a created perception. That is, you know, what is time, space, matter, energy, other than things that exist in the mind of God? So I'm not sure that I really see the distinction between sort of real matter and stuff that God makes you think is real matter. To me, as a theist, real matter is stuff that God makes me think is real matter. Do you see what I mean there?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you might be sympathetic to philosophical idealism about the physical world. And then Maimonides just, he has a heavier metaphysics about what goes into being a material object. So he has to, in a sense, kind of explain away these appearances. I guess some theologians call them theophanies, just you know, appearances of God.
Right.
So like you can't infer anything about how God is in God's self.
Right. That's what he would want to say. And even a theophany, you know, he would emphasize, unlike some scholars of religion, a theophany occurs simply because of the divine will that somebody perceives some aspect of God. But right, I guess an idealist might doubt that distinction.